Most Americans, including the president, did not foresee a long, drawn-out conflict. The rebels were supposed to be shellacked by Union military might. John Neal, a fellow of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia, was of the small minority who thought otherwise. The prescient Dr. Neal also knew that, given Philadelphia's proximity to the Mason-Dixon line and its numerous rail connections from the main southern battle lines, Philadelphia would be the center of medical care to the wounded and dying soldiers. Immediately after the fall of Fort Sumter, Dr. Neal toured the entire city and noted all facilities that might be adapted into military hospitals, including the Moyamin Singh Hall in South Philadelphia, which he himself procured from the government, hired staff, and received its first wounded patient on May 6, 1861, just weeks after Sumter's fall. Indeed, just as Dr. Neal forecasted, Philadelphia became the hub of medical activity during the war, and the College of Physicians was the epicenter. Any adaptable building was transformed into an emergency hospital, including private residences and even taverns. College fellows served as chief surgeons at many of these hospitals, if they were not serving in the fields of Antietam and Gettysburg. At one time, there were as many as 24 hospitals in Philadelphia, and by war's end, they'd served more than 150,000 soldiers combined. Necessity being the mother of invention, the city's medical community responded to the war's emergencies with new techniques for saving lives and limbs, most notably among these responses being Samuel David Gross's Manual of Military Surgery, or Hints on the Emergencies of Field, Camp, and Hospital Practice. The original manual is on display in the library of the College of Physicians. The tools and resources of those brave surgeons can also be found at the college, including a case of Civil War amputation instruments. The College of Physicians and the Muther Museum house a trove of relics from the brave doctors from the Civil War, as well as other relics of note, most famously among those being a piece of tissue from the thorax of John Wilkes Booth. The college is open daily to the public.